Hi guys, my name is Sia.
Hi guys, my name is Mervais Sessi.
And together we are the Laughing Hyenas.
Okay. Alrighty, so this will be our first episode. We're just gonna give you guys a brief
introduction.
Yes, about
get
us.
Get to know us.
Yes, and everything. If you guys have any questions, you can definitely let us know. Yep.
So we came up with the name.
About our old job.
We actually used to work together. That's how we met.
Yes.
And then we became friends. I would say, like, you meet people for a reason, you know?
Exactly.
Like, you meet people for a reason. Some people are seasoned. Some people are there to teach you something. And some people are there for a lifetime. So you just got to pay attention to all that stuff.
That is right.
But that's how we met. We met at work. People called us the Laughing Hyenas.
Because we used to talk and just have fun and laugh. Because in a work environment, I feel like to make your work more fun, that's what you're supposed to do. And I feel like since we're not talking about other people, we're just basically making jokes about, you know, regular things that happen in life. People became jealous of that, and they started
calling us names.
Yes, talking
about
us. I'd
rather take the Laughing Hyenas over everything.
Yes.
I be thinking about that Lion King.
This girl's crazy. But, like, me, when I heard that, I wasn't mad. I wasn't pissed. I was like,
oh. We actually came up with an idea to make a podcast.
Yes.
And our YouTube channel is coming very soon. If Mervais is consistent, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh.
This girl live far, okay?
I don't live far, guys. I live
close
enough.
She live far.
I live close enough. Don't listen to her. I don't live far at all. I try to make my way. I'm also in school, but...
We're both in school, actually. We're in college. Yeah. But Mervais is further than me. You know, she better be in that master degree. You know?
Oh, my gosh. She's always trying to make my head go big. Don't listen to
her. Her head is already big, girl.
It's not, though. If you guys see my head, it's not that big, I beg. It's just the forehead. See ya. What the heck, man? See, this girl have no respect. I'm trying to teach her, guys.
That was like unable. I couldn't control that. I'm sorry.
No, you need to learn how to control it. This girl.
Shit.
It's okay, guys. You will learn more about this girl as we go further into this podcast.
And you'll see us very soon.
Very soon. But
we're definitely going to be vlogging. We have a trip coming up. We're definitely going to vlog for that.
Of course.
100%.
And one thing I want to tell you guys is your haters has to be your motivator. As always, because they expect you to fail. And one thing you need to do is prove them wrong. And prove yourself wrong, actually, because that actually motivates you to do things that you never thought you could do.
And to become better in life.
Yes. Like, all my life, I've been, like, like, in the shadows, in a way. Like, scared to do things and try new things. And I feel like...
I'm super scared. Even recording this, I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, I'm having anxiety. I have a YouTube channel, and I don't even, like, post. Because I have anxiety just going on social media. This generation is so different.
Like, yes. It's so crazy. I feel like you have to find your place in this generation.
And don't get caught up.
Yes.
Don't get lost in, you know, trying to impress people. Trying to say.
Stay true to yourself. Don't worry about the Instagram followers, the likes, and all that stuff. As long as you are you.
Those will come. But exactly. Not even that. But, you
just
know,
be yourself.
Yeah, basically what Mervais just said.
We're not gonna keep doing this, so.
We're African. I'm originally from Sierra Leone.
Yes, I'm originally from Benin, of course.
If you guys don't know where Benin is, Ivory Coast!
It's Benin, y'all. I'm originally from Benin.
Because I know Ghana people got Benin. I think Ghana or Nigeria has a thing called Benin. Like, they have a
No. Nigerian has Benin.
So don't get it confused. She's from Benin and Ivory Coast.
I'm not from Nigeria.
People, don't come claim the wrong person.
But yeah, guys. What else? Oh, wow.
We have so much to talk about. We have so much coming up. Like, we're going to plan so much. We're going to try to take trips so we can vlog for you guys. We're going to record a YouTube video so you guys can meet us face to face. Okay.
Yes, we're trying to do day by day and trying to change people's lives, not just
take
our
life. Take it one
life.
Step at a time.
Yes, learn from our mistakes and our learning experience, everything we have learned. I feel like each one of us go through the same thing, but just in a different way.
And I feel like, you know, everybody can relate to us. Because we, I mean, as we go, you guys will find out. And if you can't, then deuces.
But, yeah, that is us. And one of these days, we are actually going to have a panel that we, people can come meet us and ask questions. And we can
be able, we can have a greet and meet.
Yes.
Meet and greet.
Meet and greet. Oh, Lord. Greet and meet.
I don't know. I said.
But yeah,
we have a lot, you know, stay tuned, surprises. We're gonna try to post as much as we, not even try, we are
going to post. We are going.
Definitely every Sunday for now, that's what we know for sure.
Yes, so tune in.
Yes, so tune in every Sunday, but we're planning on adding another day, figuring out how we can do that, because we both work.
Yes.
And we work Monday through Friday.
Yes, and our schedule is kind of, you know,
hectic. And we're only off Saturday and Sunday, and Marve is taking summer classes.
Yes, I am taking summer classes, you know.
And I'm thinking of taking one too, so.
Yes, she's trying to be a nurse, RN, and me,
if you want to lose weight, come to Marve. She's a nutritionist.
Guys, yes, she is right. I'm doing my master's in public health nutrition. I'm trying to be a registered dietitian. I mean, nutritionist / dietitian.
She'll have her own office very soon.
Yes, that's my goal.
I told her I'll live in the basement.
This one, she wants to live in a basement.
As long as I'm not paying bills. I just
In this America, you at least pay water bill.
Water bill, my ass. That water bill could come.
You will at least pay water bill. You hear me?
But
I'm
kind of
thirsty. Let me drink this water.
See, she always thirsty, you know? She's the walking water gallon. That's what I call her. We're going to talk about friendship, y'all.
Friendship? Like,
you know.
What about friendship?
See, I don't know.
You do know. You can't just start something.
Should we talk about friendship or fake people?
Friendship. I feel like friendship means a lot. Forget the fake people, because in life, you're always going to find fake people.
Regardless. Well, we still got to talk about them later.
I guess. I don't really care about them because they make no... They don't make any...
But, you know, friendship...
I feel like friendship is important. What do you think? In life, you do find people that are...
I don't say go out there finding leeches as friends. We're talking about real friendship.
I don't know. I don't even know how you find leech. How you find leech?
Leech. I don't know. They look like nice people, like real friends.
But
they're a photocopy of God sent.
But deep down, they're the devils.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
Just stay away from those. That one, you will know. Like, the thing is, sometimes you know if friends are God sent or they're just there to destroy your life. And
you have to pay attention, you know, when it comes to friendship. You have to pay attention, like, you know.
Yeah, you can't be blind.
And you got to be able to cut people off. Like, that's something I struggle with. I don't struggle with it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people say I'm mean. Sometimes people say I'm nice. It depends what side you have. Everybody got sides to them.
That is true.
I don't care how innocent you are. You got that one demon in you trying to come out. So.
I feel like every day we go on controlling ourselves and trying to do better. Because at the end of the day, for me, God is love. And we're trying to be like God. So love.
I'm not trying to be like God, though.
I'm not saying trying to be like God, but I'm saying trying to resemble God. Sorry for my accent. Why am I apologizing for my accent that I was not born in the
I'm
US
telling you guys, I don't know why this girl is still speaking African language. Now you understand when I say habitat. She make me feel habitat. Okay, I'm there for my habitat too.
You're there for your habitat. Mm-hmm. I can't stand you. I don't know where this girl came from. I'm telling you guys,
I fell from the sky.
From the sky?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Somebody caught me and found
they
me.
They caught you.
And they adopted me.
Into their family. See your life.
But you know.
But friendship is very important. It's important to have people in your life that you can carry.
I'm not saying go make 1,000 friends. It's not about the...
No, you can have 1,000
It's not about the
friends.
Quality. It's not about the quantity. It's about the quality.
Yes.
You know, for me, I struggle with, like, you know, like, I won't want to be friends with that person. Mm-hmm. But trying to, you know, cut them off, I struggle with that.
That's
something. You know, you work toward, like, you know, I mean, you will see signs. Mm-hmm. Like, if you pray for signs, like... With a lot of my friendship, I always pray for signs. Mm-hmm. I'm like, God, show me a sign that, you know, and I will see the sign, but sometimes I ignore the sign.
You can't do that.
Keep showing me even worse.
And then you go like deeper they keep and doing, deeper into the friendship. And
they keep
harder.
Doing worse things. you know, like, proving worse. Right now, like, I really don't, right now in my life, like, I don't really, like, really converse with a lot of people. I'm mm-hmm. very to myself. I think that's why sometimes I get lonely, like, I get bored and I feel like, oh, I need to talk to a guy. Like, oh, you know, but even that, like, I go to work. By the time I'm home, it's like 11. I want to go to bed, take a shower, you know?
And go to sleep. That's what life is about. You really don't have time for, like, certain stuff. And mm-hmm. that's... I feel like sometimes you have to make yourself busy so that you don't fall into certain...
temptation. Yes. And that's what I'm saying. Sometimes... some people right now are in the wrong relationship. And I'm pretty sure they don't want to be in it. But it's just... when you have that one...
how do we
one...
jump to relationship?
No, I didn't mean to jump to relationship. I'm trying to use it as an example, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're like, oh, like, you feel alone or something. So you're like, oh, I want to be... you know, no. I don't know if you guys understand what I'm trying to say. It might come off a little complicated, but trust me, it's not what you're thinking. Okay? Thank you. Next. Segna. I'm joking. But no, like, with friendship, it has to be 50-50. And, you know, you can't always give in more than you get out of it.
Right. If that's the case, then you have to know that person is not for you.
And you always have to pay attention. Pay attention. Like, me, I used to talk and, you know, do all that. But you always have to pay attention. Pay attention to how they act, what mm-hmm. they do, what mm-hmm. they say, how they joke, what
how
comes out of the joke,
you.
How
that's
they
important.
Right, how they treat you. Because for me, that's what I've learned. Mm-hmm. Like, with a lot of my friendship, I always give in more than I get out of it.
She's learning, y'all. She's learning.
Every day you learn. You know, every day yeah. you wake up, every day you're doing something, you learn. You know, you learn something new. Like, okay. You know, how can I incorporate this in my life? Like, my mom, every time I speak to, my mom is in Africa. Every time I speak to her, she always say, the book is your best friend. The mm-hmm. book is your best friend. That's what she always say.
The
when
book,
it comes to my mom, I'll be
what
isolated.
Does she mean, what does she mean by the book?
Man, I don't know. Actually, you want me to call her? Say,
no, but I feel like.
But
I,
you know,
I mean,
like
I don't know
she,
your mom
because,
like that, but I feel like, see, her saying the book, it means the Bible.
Not the Bible, education.
But education.
Going to school, mm. you know, becoming better. Mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. why, you know, this is a... okay, I don't want to get too deep yet. But anyways, yeah, like she
keep
always said
a
book,
bit.
the book. Like the book meaning education. Mm-hmm. And she always told me, like, before you go to bed, when you wake up, tie your head, kneel down and pray mm-hmm. every time, you know. But I'm kind of getting out of topic a little bit. But yeah, with friendship, my mom was like, call me if you need somebody to talk to. But, you know, sometimes my mom is not here. So it's not, you know, I don't know how to. And then that's when the wrong, because right now I'm not where I need to be and I'm not better than anybody. But right now I feel like I'm in a good place in my life, you know. So the wrong person can come and they say, oh, she's in a good place. She's making a lot of money. Like, she lives in a nice neighborhood. Exact. And they can pretend to be my friend. Mm-hmm. And they can act to be my friend. I'm very given. In my friendship, that's something I got to stop. In my friendship, I'm very given. I give.
And the thing is, you can give to the, like, be
you give
giving,
to the wrong people.
You give to the wrong
people that don't appreciate you.
And
like,
that don't deserve it. And I'm not
yeah,
saying,
like, I give. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. Sorry, guys. We got a give turn to talk.
We got a give turn. You see, she's
my head
is too
scratch.
Excited. She has a lot. This castor oil is getting to her head,
it's
people.
Blessing me, oh.
It's
my
blessing
inches
her.
Are coming through.
Her inches.
The inches. Okay, Marvin,
no,
sorry.
But I'm saying, like, friendship, you have to be very careful at the end of the day. Because not everyone comes
is your
to
friend.
Your, yes. And not everyone comes to your life for good.
And that's something I have to learn. And that's something I'm still learning.
I mean,
that's
something
why,
everyone is learning. Mm-hmm. I'm still learning at this age.
And that's why it's good to have, like, you know, like, I had this one girl, like, what's the friend? I'm not a good friend. I mean, I am a good friend, but lately I've been very distant with everybody.
Why?
But she always, like, I don't know. I tend to get, I think right now I have my guards up when it mm-hmm. comes to friendship. So I don't, not even friendship also, like, even with anybody else, it's very hard to me to respond to them. Like, my mentor, you know?
Is it based on what you've been through? Or?
Yeah, like, everything comes from your past. You know, whatever happened in your past, it comes from there. But I don't want to get too deep right now because, you know, we're brand new. So, I don't want everybody to come take my business.
I beg.
But, you know, like, that's why, like, I'm grateful for the people that I have, because the path that I used to go on, it was not a good path. I used to think, everybody's my friend. Oh, this person is my friend. I do so much for people. Even till now, I still, you know, it's something, and I feel like every day God teach me something. Like, he would send somebody in my life to say, okay, let me see. Did she change? Is something new? Like, is she still doing this? That's how I feel. You know, like, I don't always pray, and I don't always listen to my mom and tie my head and kneel down and pray. But that's why I have my mom, and I have people that pray for me. I think that's why, you know. But you also have to pray for yourself. I mean, I pray for myself. I'm more of a gospel listener prayer. Like, I listen to gospel, and that, like, something that I can relate to.
That could be.
I pray with
that
it,
could
you
be
know?
A way that, you know.
But you just got to be, you know, everybody's not your friend. Just because they smile in your face, they're not your friend. And that's something I'm learning because, like, you know, I'm so nice. I be feeling so bad. I think it's called empathy. Sympathy, what is it called?
Empathy.
Like, where you can relate with, like, where you can actually feel the person's pain.
You have sympathy.
Yeah.
You sympathize with a lot of people.
I do. And that's what I think that's one. Before, I didn't used to be like this. And I think that's one of my downfall. It's like my sympathy. Like, you know, because I'm like, oh my God, like, oh, can I just, you know, help them?
No.
But you can't help everybody. And you definitely can't help somebody that's is open. You can't help somebody if you don't help yourself.
Yeah, you have to help yourself before you can help anybody.
Yeah, and right now, and it's okay. That's something I'm still learning. It's okay. We're gonna edit this. It's not gonna be this long, I promise. But it's okay to cut people out of your life. It's okay to say, okay. You know, and I struggle with that because I hurt more than the person that I'm cutting off. You know, like, I hurt more.
That.
I will be, like, for example, I'll be in a relationship and I don't want to be with that person, but I don't want to leave that person because I'm like, oh, my God, you know.
Sierra.
I hurt more than the person that I'm trying to cut off, if that makes sense.
That makes sense, but that is not a good choice.
It's not healthy. Yeah, it's not a good choice and it's not healthy. Which I'm learning, like,
day
you know.
By day you
it
will.
Takes 21 days to learn a new habit. You got to be consistent.
Then
I'm not
you gotta
consistent.
Start now, okay? Are you starting now?
I'm not consistent. If you see you my eye right now that I'm doing to Vic.
No, you have to be consistent. If you want changes in your life to be permanent, you have to start somewhere.
Right. I feel like I will have so much money right now if, you know. I mean,
are we talking about money? Where's the
no,
friendship?
I'm saying with the friendship. It comes with friendship because
give.
I give a lot. And
she's a
people
giver.
See that. I am
she
a giver.
Blindly gives.
Yes.
If she sees somebody on the street, they can have good shoes. They'll be asking, begging for money. This girl
will
still give. And then they'll go buy God knows what.
That's the type of person I am. And people take advantage of that. And then that's what, you know, it's like, okay. And then they try to act brand new. I'm just like, bitch, don't let me expose you. It's like, no, I won't do that. I'm not that type of person. Like, I don't be like, oh, she did. That's one thing I learned. Because before when I used to get, I know, I'm sorry. I don't know if I'm jumping out of topic. But before when I used
you
to get.
Stay
I
on.
Am, I'm sorry. But before when I used
this
to get
girl.
An argument, like, if it's somebody, like, close, I'm like, oh, bitch, that's what you did. I would go back and forth with them.
But now,
and
as
now
you're
I listen.
Up, you listen to that person.
I'm not even that see, old, y'all. I'm 21.
It's okay, guys. You listen to that person, you see where they're coming from, and then that is it. You don't have to say anything because at the end of the day, if that's how that person feels, they're not going to change how they feel. It's up to you to change that, to make the choice for yourself.
That is true.
And you're going to go through a lot of that. Friendship is based on understanding, forgiving, and being there for each other. At the end of the day, that's what friendship is about. And you know, this will be it for today, and I hope we wasn't too crazy for you guys.
Marva is trying to leave, y'all. That's why she.
I'm
cut
not
it.
Trying to leave.
She's trying to cut it short.
No.
She gotta go home.
You know, sis got work.
She,
in the morning.
She works earlier than me.
I work early in the morning, so that's
and
one
I don't
of
work
the things.
Early, but yeah. You know.
But thank you guys for listening to the Laughing Hyenas.
We're gonna be back. With
yes.
Some more.
Thank you for listening. I know this wasn't perfect, but it's just the beginning.
Bear with us.
Yes.
You know.
Please. Thank you, and we'll see you guys later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.